MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lincoln County Commissioners chose Commission Chair Mark Fisher as their nominee for the vacant District 33 seat in the New Mexico State Senate. The nomination came on a 3-0 vote during a special commission meeting on Monday. By state statute, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will make an appointment to fill the vacancy after receiving nominations from the three counties spanned by the district, Lincoln, Otero, and Chavez. The three nominations she will choose from are Fisher, State Rep John Block, nominated by Otero County Commissioners, and Chavez County Commissioners have nominated for former Lincoln County Commissioner Rex Wilson. There is no timetable on when Lujan Grisham will make the appointment, but it must be before the start of the legislative session in January. And as the government shutdown appears to be ending, state lawmakers were called back to the roundhouse by the governor to approve a spending bill and give more power of the purse strings to the governor. On Monday, lawmakers approved, by a 52-9 vote, more than $162 million in funding for food assistance that should last through mid-January if needed. If the federal government shutdown ends and the SNAP money is no longer needed, the funding would revert back to the Medicaid Trust Fund at the end of December. Lawmakers also approved moving $30 million from the general fund to the emergency fund, which will replenish the $30 million spent on SNAP benefits for the first 10 days of November. And on Sunday, Chavez County deputies and New Mexico State Police responded to a domestic situation in a moving vehicle. The suspect, 59-year-old Otis Ray Cloud, was taken into custody off a dirt road near US 70. The female victim was located in the vehicle and brought to safety. Initially, the victim reported another man was also involved and had fled the scene before officers arrived. However, 911 dispatchers heard Cloud instructing the victim to make up the story because he did not want to go back to prison. Cloud was arrested and charged with kidnapping, aggravated battery against a household member, interference with communications, intimidation of a witness, and DWI. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.